I'm Bill Littlefield, ahead on Only a Game, Babe Ruth, Ambassador to Japan. But first, September 14th, 2011 was the day the woeful Pittsburgh Pirates clinched a 19th straight losing season, a record in American pro sports. Only a Game's Ron Schachter recently visited the Pirates' spring training home in Bradenton, Florida, where players, coaches, and fans are wondering if the hapless Bucks can avoid extending their own record for futility.
The Pirates are no strangers to baseball success. From their first World Series championship back in 1909, the heyday of Pirates immortal Honus Wagner, to their last title in 1979, when future Hall of Famer Willie Stargell led the team to the tune of a popular song that became their mantra. Eighty-year-old former Pirates manager Bill Verdon still coaches the outfielders during spring training. As a Pirates player, he was on the way to the on-deck circle when teammate Bill Mazeroski stunned the New York Yankees with his famous walk-off home run to clinch the 1960 World Series. The Pirates' more recent losing ways, including last year's 70-92 record, are harder for Verdon to swallow.
Well, that's no fun. You know, it's tough to live with, but it's part of the game, and you got to go from when you have a bad year, you got to build on it and go from there, and that's what we hope to be doing now.
What happens when you have 19 bad years?
We're not planning on that. We hope we don't have 20. We're planning on having a winning year this year.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to historic McKechnie Field, home of your 2012 Pittsburgh Pirates.
Long-suffering Pirates fans, meanwhile, have grown hoarse from the rallying call, wait till next year. Does 26-year-old Mike Schaefer even remember when a young Barry Bonds led Pittsburgh to the postseason in the early 1990s?
Vaguely, I was seven. Yeah, I remember Vance Leick and Bonds being here, yeah, and Bonilla and all those guys.
Schaefer offers a succinct explanation of why the Pirates haven't been winners since then.
A lot of bad decisions, a lot of bad luck.
Retired school superintendent Tony Krakowski adds that it's been hard to stay hopeful.
Every spring brings, eternal optimism, but it gets tougher and tougher each year.
Along with their 19-season losing streak, the Pirates have earned the reputation as baseball's most notorious tightwads. Their 2011 payroll, at $45 million, was the National League's cheapest, despite the fact that the Pirates enjoy steady revenue from their showpiece stadium, PNC Park, and tens of millions of dollars more from Major League Baseball's revenue-sharing program and national television contract. Krukowski thinks the Pirates could do business differently.
I think most people feel that we could field a better team than what we've been fielding if ownership was willing to pay a little bit more for some free agents, that type of thing. I mean, they're doing a good job of developing young players, and they're doing a good job in the draft, but we never go after the top names in the free agency.
And in recent years, Pittsburgh routinely traded their best players, including star hitters Freddie Sanchez, Jason Bay, and Nate McLouth, rather than pay their escalating salaries.
Batting fifth, the third baseman number 24, Pedro Alvarez.
But there are signs of a Pirates revival, thanks to a bevy of young hitters, a steady staff of starters, and a plethora of top draft picks in the minor leagues. Last year, the Pirates played winning baseball for the first 4 months of the season. They even jockeyed for first place in the NL Central Division before sinking after the All-Star break, when several starting pitchers got injured. Along the way, notes Pirates TV analyst Kent DeCulvey, the Pirates brought fans back to PNC Park.
If this team can consistently get, better and be in a position where you could, at least be in a position where you can compete for something, they will show up in droves. I can't remember how many sellouts we had in the first 4 months when we were playing so well last year, and that just hadn't happened in the past because all those people that were waiting finally had what they wanted. They had something to get excited about, and they did all show up.
Last season's first-half success left a lasting impression on All-Star outfielder Andrew McCutchen, who led the team with 23 home runs and 89 RBIs.
Everything worked from the beginning to the end, from offense to defense. We all had it clicking for us. Even if the offense wasn't as well, the pitching would step up. And they would pitch well and take care of it for us. But we had each other's back. just got to continue just to keep doing that, and we'll have a good season.
Earlier this month, the Pirates showed they had McCutchen's back, signing him to a 6-year, $51.5 million contract extension. Last summer, they also extended the contract of fellow outfielder and rising star Jose Tabata. Even the once-traded Nate McLouth is back from his three-season exile in Atlanta.
It was exciting to watch from the outside, watching them play so well through the first 4 months of the season. And I know that we've got an even better team this year. And the motto around here has been to finish. And we can do that, we'll be fine.
Pittsburgh opens the regular season at home on April 5th against the Philadelphia Phillies. For Only a Game, I'm Ron Schachter.
Thank you! Thank you, baby!
Let's get Bell's bell at you here.
Yeah!
Reserve 7, Row 10. You've got coupons coming to Bell's Department Store.